Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. I don't know about you, but I am looking forward to the outcome of the election. I have already voted. I pray that you have. I understand that the majority of those that are voting on a conservative ticket generally wait until the election day to vote, and I'm praying that is the case. There's almost 100 million people that have already cast their ballots. Almost 100 million people that have already cast their ballots this election. I don't know of any time in my lifetime that that has been the case. Of course, we're finding more and more as the years come and go that we're having the earlier and earlier ballot initiatives where in some states they start voting about a month in advance. And so it's not an election day anymore. It's election week, or as it may turn out to be, an election month or an election quarter, depending on how long it takes them to count the ballots in some places like Pennsylvania and other states where they've gotten court's decision that they can count ballots up to 10, 11, 12 days later. And so I'm appalled by that aspect of it. But I'm looking for this to wrap up and for the citizens in America to be able to find out where we stand and what direction we're going in, whether it be a socialist, Marxist, BLM, democratic government, or whether it's going to be a constitutional republic that we've enjoyed for 244 years approximately now. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about an issue that is an integral issue when it comes to this election, an integral issue. We've heard of Black Lives Matter that's been dominating the news for some months now. It is a socialist, Marxist, communist organization. And if you're listening, you get uptight with that, just research it, look at it online, and find out what Black Lives Matter is really about. But I want to emphasize in this broadcast today, Black Lives do matter. You hear me? I'm not talking about the BLM organization, but Black Lives Matter. And that is a communist Marxist agenda to divide society, to divide we the people. And the only way, in fact, Jesus in Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse 25 and 26 said very clearly, a house divided cannot stand. And that's what we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. And it's through the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic Party, they're trying to divide America so that they can capture the hearts and the minds of those that will be voting. So let me just simply say right at the very outset, what we have been hearing for months and months and months now, and as a result of the rioting in the streets, the demonstrations, the burning of the buildings, the murder of people, the vandalizing of buildings, and the theft and the looting that's taking place, all of that under the guise of Black Lives Matter, what does that have to do with saving a black life or a white life or any other life? It is all designed, ladies and gentlemen, as a smokescreen. It is a smokescreen to get you to be diverted in your thinking and think somehow, some way, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden because he is for me because I'm black. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a demonic, satanic lie that we need to confront. And even on the eve of the final day for election, we need to recognize what is taking place. So that's what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. And we're doing so based on the authority of Scripture. It is very, very clear when we look at the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, that God does not see skin color, skin tonation, or pigmentation of the skin. God sees the heart. And the Bible says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful and wicked. And who can know it? And so what we're seeing taking place, ladies and gentlemen, is a result of sin, a sinful heart that wants to divide and tear down and destroy the constitutional republic that God has so blessed America with for all of these years. So when we look at the scripture and we understand what is taking place, we need to confront it head on without any apologetics in relationship to what we're doing. We shouldn't apologize for what we're saying and doing and taking the stand to protect America and our constitutional republic therein. So when we face the issues, we do so based on the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, if you continue in my words, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And then he further declares in John 17:17, thy word is truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God. It was the secularist George Orwell that many years ago made the statement that the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I believe we're on the very cusp of seeing the reality of that. I believe we're watching it being played out in societal norms today, as they're called. I believe we're watching it being played out on the stage of the Democratic Party, where there's an absolute animus for anything that's called truth. But it was John Huss, the 15th century church reformer and theologian, that said, and may I simply restate what John Huss had said in that 15th century statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I think that, ladies and gentlemen, it's sad to say, but I believe the day's coming that we as Christians will absolutely, in our taking a stand for the truth, will face the potentiality of death simply because we're standing for truth. Let me just simply tuck this in as what I call a little parenthetical footnote to that statement. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. If you're saved, you're blood bought, Bible saved, born again, we won't be here when all of these things take place. It's found especially in the book of the Revelation during the days of the tribulation. We'll be suddenly seized, snatched out. If you're not a dispensationalist where you understand that, I feel sorry for you, because you think somehow, some way, you're going through the tribulation. That simply, as the little boy says, it's poor grammar, but it makes a point. That simply ain't so. We're not going through the tribulation if we've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. But we need to prepare, our families and our friends. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the major things that we see that this election will cause, if Joe Biden is elected, is the erosion of faith and family and freedom and the future of our nation. And without that constitutional republic that we have today, without our Bill of Rights, we'd not be able to have our church services. We'd not be able to have the soul winning evangelism, the outreach. We'd not be able to have our churches opened at leisure. It will be decided to be closed and locked down by the whims of government rather than by we, the people, taking a stand. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. And Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about power backup generation equipment, as well as the lawn care equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. If you're looking for a benchmark, how to find Tools for Time, find the gigantic flag, the American flag flying 165-foot pole at the base of that flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with me today on the set Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis is driven in from the gigantic city of Folkestone, Georgia.
Big city.
Big city. I preached revival meetings there several times back in the 70s and had a real blessed time. There was a church there then. I don't know if it's still available now, called Camp Pinckney Baptist Church.
Yes, sir.
I preached there several times. Dr. Tom Murphy was the pastor there at the time. He's Amen. Gone on to be with the Lord now, and I'm sure there are a lot of changes. But it's a wonderful, wonderful community. And I believe on Sunday morning, most everybody's in church up there.
Amen.
You don't,
Amen.
You don't
Amen.
Find that so much down in the city area that we find here in Jacksonville.
Amen.
But some wonderful people there in that part of the, as we, you and I used to call it, growing up in that neck of the woods.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's what we would find. So, Pastor Davis, welcome to the program today. And Amen. I pray that together, this is what I want us to do. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me well. I'm wanting us to understand that there is a value in every life, whether it's a life of Hispanics, a life of Asians, a life of the Orient, life any place on the globe, life as a black person, a white person. God's not looking at that skin color, Pastor
Amen.
Davis.
Amen.
And yet
Amen.
You will agree, I believe, as a black pastor, as the recognition of what's happening in our communities, that there's a mindset somehow that this race is all about skin color.
Amen.
That this race is about making sure that we have somebody that's going to protect a particular ethnic group of society, and that is simply not the case. Is that so?
Amen. Well, Dr. Youngblood, I thank God for the way that you have already explained things. I want to say good morning to my family and friends on today, and thank you all for tuning in this morning. We hope that we can give you something that will be instrumental in not only helping you in your life, but right now we're facing a critical time with this election.
Yes.
And we want to make sure to get the information out there to you to help you to make the right selection based on the Word of God.
Yes. Amen.
Again, I was talking with an individual here on Saturday, and I told him we have had 45 sitting presidents that sat in that seat, Dr. Youngblood.
That's right.
And not a one of them were perfect when you look at them from the personal standpoint.
That's right. That's right.
Because the Bible tells us that all have sinned.
And come short.
And come short of the glory of God.
That's right.
But we thank God that we were able to select individuals and place them in office during the time that was able to help us according to the way that society was going at that present day.
That's right.
And right now, we're facing the same kind of situation here where we need someone in there that's going to unify. Now, we've heard both candidates say on both sides what they intend to do as far as what their a platform is all about. But again, when we got someone that's promoting Black Lives Matter, that's a touchy issue, Dr. Youngblood.
Let me ask you a question.
It saddens me.
Yes.
Because the Christian world, pastors especially,
yes,
are looking at this thing from such a one-sided view.
Yes.
Until they are promoting thoughts and ways and actions in their churches that don't line up with the Word of God.
Explain that to us, because you touched on it, that they're pushing the Black Lives Matter. I thought as the Biden projections and Kamala Harris and others in the Democratic Party, I thought that they believed that somehow, some way, this is about a racial issue. Are you saying that it's not about a racial issue?
Well, here's what we need to understand, Dr. Youngblood, as Christians, first
yes.
of all. We cannot team up with individuals because of race.
That's right.
Not even people in our own race.
That's right.
Because, I mean, again, if these individuals are not saved, we have to know and understand that they have a worldly point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that there are such a thing as you call as worldly Christians.
That's right.
But that's their fault for being
that's
in that condition.
That's almost an oxymoron.
Amen. 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 They shouldn't be that way.
That's right.
Now, let me speak out again to the pastors and leaders, as you said, on the Black Lives Matter issue.
Do that.
We need to know this and understand as leaders in the church. We are shepherds.
That's right.
Shepherds take care of the sheep.
Regardless of what color they are.
Amen. Amen. And that's
right.
Where I was going at next.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We need to know and understand as human sheep,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have sheep come our way from many colors, many races, many nationalities, many backgrounds, but we have to know and understand that God expects for us to be qualified enough individuals to be able to shepherd the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
From the standpoint of God, as far as looking through the eyes of God, what we should say as black pastors, and you heard it first on Let's Face the Issues, coming from Brother Davis and Dr. Youngblood,
right.
is that human lives matter.
Amen. That's good.
Not just black lives matter.
That's right.
If you're a shepherd, you have to realize human lives matter.
Because
so they all have to be ministered to.
We're all created in the image of God.
Amen. Amen. God expects for us to minister to every individual according to their needs, because if you are a shepherd, he equips you with the tools and the ability to be able to do so.
Amen.
So then, for that reason, we should never take a one-sided view and say just black lives.
That's right.
We should be willing to say and stand up for human lives.
Amen.
because human lives matter, because every human being has a soul, and souls are valuable and precious in the sight of God.
Amen. Amen. I'm thankful to hear you say that, Pastor Davis, because I've gotten so worn out with what we've heard for the past almost a year now.
Amen.
In particular, in the past 8 or 9 months with this. But our vote, when we've cast a vote, tomorrow is the final day, November the 3rd. And ladies and gentlemen, every vote that we cast tomorrow, it will be a vote for the destiny and the future of America, for our children, for our grandchildren, and for their children and their grandchildren.
Amen.
If
Amen.
Jesus tarries and the longevity of America is sustained, what we do in the vote tomorrow will make the difference in the future of America. We've enjoyed, Pastor Davis, approximately 244 years of a constitutional republic with the freedoms that we have today. But I'm amazed by the division that we see in America today, and it's clearly seen as we analyze the positions that's held by the, how would you say, I always call it the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party.
Amen.
And you look
Amen.
At the views that they hold, and you analyze the positions that's held on things like moral, ethical, spiritual, biblical issues. Let me just repeat that, ladies and gentlemen. When you look at what the future Biden administration, how they stand, what their positions are on moral, ethical, biblical issues, we need to understand, especially as Christians, and if you're not saved, you need to, number one, get saved. But I'm talking about for Christians and for conservatives and for patriotic Americans, we need to look at where they stand on the moral issues.
Amen.
For example, Pastor Davis, and we'll get back to the BLM in a minute because I do want us to finish tying up loose ends on that. But first and foremost, we talk about lives and all lives matter. That unborn life, that life in the womb of the mother matters.
Amen.
And yet, with the Biden administration, he takes a stand that abortion, that's murder, according to my Bible, murder by way of abortion, should be a right. He's using the term, a right, he says, a human right, a constitutional right for every woman to make the decision on the murder of that baby in her womb.
Amen.
And now,
Amen.
President Trump takes the reverse stand of that. The conservatives take the stand, and especially as conservative Christians, that abortion is murder and thou shalt not kill is very explicitly stated in the scripture. So, Pastor Davis, my position is, if we didn't have any other issue to look at between the two parties, between the two candidates, between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, if we didn't have any other issue to look at but that one issue, then as Christians, how should we then vote?
Amen. Well, Dr. Youngblood, we need to know and understand when we got individuals such as Joe Biden, and I don't know him on a personal basis, but I've heard him own up, let's just say, from his mouth of being a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't hear him say that he was saved.
That's right.
Now, for him to take a standpoint and say that it's okay for abortion and it's okay because that's your choice, you can say that if you're not in Christ.
That's right.
But that still doesn't mean you're going to have a leg to stand on when you stand before God.
Because God is
going to hold you responsible for every individual decision that you make. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Give an account.
Amen. Amen. So he's going to have to give an account for that, mm-hmm. as well as individuals who make that choice. We have to realize this, and this is something I thought on the other day. Dr. Youngblood, what if Mary decided to abort Jesus?
Yes, where would we be?
Where would we be at today?
Yes, absolutely.
She could have made that choice too. But because she was a God-fearing individual, somebody that was connected up with God, that knew God, that wanted to worship God, that wanted to praise him, like Christians should be on today,
mm-hmm.
then we have to know and understand if God is pro-life, then you as a Christian also, you must be pro-life.
So let's drill down for a moment. So what we're saying, and I believe it's the general consensus in this dialogue today, what we're saying, and if you will drill down further on that for us, Pastor, is that regardless of skin color, life in the womb is valuable.
Amen.
So how can a Christian of any nationality, a Christian of any ethnicity, a Christian of any skin color, how could that Christian, especially if it's a Christian pastor, vote for a party that stands for abortion, murder by way of abortion. How is that possible?
I simply don't understand that, Dr. Youngblood. How could they reach that conclusion that they could agree to murder in the womb or murder outside of the womb when God is totally against that?
Yes.
If you are the people of God on today, connected to the family of God, if he is your father, then you should be interested in what the father wants done in your life and in every other life as well.
Regardless of color.
Amen.
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 And so also, Pastor, one of the primary things Joe Biden has said, and he said it on several occasions, he said that number one priority in his election, if he's put in the Oval Office, he says the first day in office, he's going to make sure that the LGBTQ community agenda is first, foremost, and he says priority. And the LGBTQ agenda, ladies and gentlemen, in case you're not familiar with that, is simply that the sodomite lifestyle prevails.
Amen.
In fact, he said that he would take what was formally introduced and passed in the House, February of 2019, the Equality Act, which was House Bill 5, with 240 Democrats voting for it, and it's now languishing in the Senate with 47 senators having signed on board to support it. It would make it illegal for a church, for a Christian organization, for a Christian school, a Christian college, a Christian adoption agency, a Christian photographer, et cetera, make it illegal for them to do or say or print or publish or promote or distribute anything that will be antithetical to the LGBTQ community.
Amen.
So if that is so, Pastor Davis, and it is, that's his dogmatic position, and if that is true, how can a Christian vote for a party or for a person that stands for the approval of, the embracing of, and the celebration of a sodomite lifestyle when God destroyed two cities in Genesis chapter 19, verse 24 and 25, and the plains around it, he destroyed two cities because of that lifestyle? How can a Christian, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of whether it's red, yellow, black, or white, regardless of skin color, how can a pastor, a preacher, a Christian stand for that and vote for that?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I feel like either they're stubborn-hearted or perhaps they're in the dark in that particular area, information-wise, and they shouldn't be, not if they're reading the Word of God.
Right.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
If you're reading the Word of God, he's got it listed in there plainly before your face.
Right.
All you have to do is read it. And I tell people this all the time. God don't need you to help him be God. He's got that down pat.
Amen.
He knows how to be God.
Absolutely.
Amen. All he needs you to do once you read this word is obey it.
Obey.
Just do it. Okay. But then that's the problem right here that we're facing right now. People are trying to interpret the word of God for themselves into what they think it's saying or what they think it means. And then they're trying to put God in a box.
They want to put God in a box, yeah.
Amen,
yeah.
Amen, amen. But we can't do that. He's such a big God.
Can't do
amen.
It.
Amen, amen.
Pastor Davis shares an article that says, Biden vows to make Roe versus Wade law of the land. The Democratic presidential candidate nominee, Joe Biden, says that he wants to make Roe versus Wade the ruling establishing a legal right to abortion as the law of the land. Now, most people think that it's already the law of the land because the Supreme Court ruled that way, Roe versus Wade, in 1973. But Biden is saying that he wants to have a federal law passed that will codify it in legislation that will be the law. During a town hall Monday night on NBC, Biden was asked what would he do if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed to succeed Ruth Bader Ginsburg at the Supreme Court. He said, number one, we do not know exactly what she will do, although the expectation is that she will very well move to overrule or to rule out Roe versus Wade. But the one thing, only one thing, the only response to that would be to pass legislation making Roe versus Wade the law of the land, Biden said. And he says, that I will do as priority number one.
Amen.
Everything he says is going to be priority number one.
Amen.
LGBTQ is priority number one.
Amen.
The Roe versus Wade. But here's an article that was in the October issue, October 2020 issue of Decision Magazine, says, this is a statement. On the first day in office, Biden will reinstate the Obama-Biden guidance revoked by the Trump-Pence administration, which will restore transgender students access to sports, bathrooms, locker rooms, and in accordance with their gender identity, Biden will ensure the LGBTQ individuals have full access to all appropriate health care treatments and resources, including coverage of transitional surgeries. So not only does Joe Biden stand for murder by way of abortion, but Joe Biden stands for the sodomite lifestyle, the perverted perverts and the pedophiles to enter into the restrooms, the bathrooms, the locker rooms, the shower rooms of the women in America. So now, for all of those that are listening, if you're saved, if you're Christian, regardless of skin tonation, you can't vote. It's an impossibility.
Amen.
To say I'm saved and to vote for Joe Biden that's going to allow, if nothing else on his agenda, that's going to allow murder by way of abortion and the sodomite agenda of overriding anything that's called morals and ethics and values for humanity in the United States of America. That's bad enough. But Pastor Davis, Joe Biden has said through Kamala Harris, his running mate, that if they're elected as president and vice president, that they will disarm all Americans, that they will confiscate, and Kamala Harris's statements, if you don't turn your gun in, we will send the police out and confiscate it. End
my,
quote.
My.
That was her statement. So what we are finding, ladies and gentlemen, is that there's an agenda for the Biden administration, if elected, to literally eviscerate, to destroy, to overrule, to wipe out our Bill of Rights. And so, Pastor Davis, from the skin tonation, a black community, a black pastor, a black church, a black Christian, do these things matter to them just as it does to a white or Hispanic or otherwise?
I think it should matter if it doesn't, Dr. Mm-hmm. Youngblood, because, I mean, you know, from time to time, I mean, we're all, and I know, you know, some might take this in the wrong way, but, you know, we don't necessarily use guns to kill anyone. But a gun, you know, you have since you have the right to have one,
right?
According to the Constitution,
yes.
You take it and use it in a way to where it's going to benefit you, your family,
and
or whatever
protection.
The case might arise.
Got to be for protection.
Again, now, we're not talking about murder.
No, no,
robbing
we're talking
bank.
About self-preservation, protection.
Amen.
And I tell people, and this is not original with me. I don't know where I picked it up. I read so much and study so much, it is difficult to go back and trace it. But someone said on one occasion that the reason the Second Amendment is there is so that we can protect our First Amendment rights. And that major right is to – and it was designed, ladies and gentlemen, by our founding fathers in protection of we the people, that we would have protection against an invasive federal government that could come in and take authority and control of our lives and not allow us to be we the people. Ladies and gentlemen, we are absolutely faced with a major, major, major decision that must be made. Tomorrow's the deadline. Tomorrow's voting day. And I'm praying that by the hundreds of thousands, yea, millions will turn out tomorrow across America and vote. And this is a final plea, a final call, a final alarm bell being sounded today that it is the defense of America and our constitutional rights, we the people, not we the sheeple, but we the people,
amen,
have the right to stand and make the determination of what kind of government we're going to have. So as we're looking at the future beyond November the 3rd, what kind of government do you want? Do you want a Biden administration where murder is rampant by way of abortion, where the LGBTQ sodomite agenda trounces and trumps anything that's called our freedom of religion and the freedom to worship? What is it that you want in a decision out of this election cycle? We're talking today with Pastor Davis, Pastor Glenn Davis from up in Folkestone, Georgia. And I'm thankful that he's here with me because we want to make the emphasis today. And I want you to hear us and hear us well. It doesn't make any difference, ladies and gentlemen, as you're listening. It doesn't make any difference before God what your skin color is, but it does make a difference before God what we do with our vote.
Amen.
We cannot, if we're Christians, we cannot, may I say again at the risk of redundancy, we cannot vote for Joe Biden if we say we're saved. I don't care what kind of statements you think. I don't care what you've been told. I don't care what you happen to believe. It is all vacuous and void and of no value if it does not align with the written, revealed, inspired Word of God.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. We'll be right back. Don't turn your dial. We're talking today on Let's Face the Issues. Black lives do matter.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.